Chapter 7. No television, telephone, or hanging out with friends for 3 weeks. All because of that fight. And that ain't even the worst part. The principal, Miss Saunders, and Mama got their heads together and came up with a way to punish me good. They say it ain't punishment, but it sure feels that way. They found me a job. A job that don't pay no money and ain't no fun at all. I don't even want it. But Mama's got her mindset, so that's that. I will be working in the school office, filing papers, stapling letters, that kind of stuff. This is Miss Saunders' bright idea. She talked it over with Mama last night on the telephone. I could hear some of the conversation coming through the receiver. Miss Saunders was saying something about me wasting my potential, that the school needed a better way to keep up with me so I don't fall through the cracks. And Mama believes all that crap, when the truth is that Miss Saunders is just a big mouth, bossy broad who likes to throw her weight around and treat everybody like they are some broken pot she's got to patch up. I could smell the peppermint tea Mama was sipping while she spoke to Miss Saunders. Malika's got more potential than she's letting on. Keeping her under the principal's nose may be just the way to get her back in line. Mama and Miss Saunders talk a long time. When they're done, I try to tell Mama that Miss Saunders doesn't know what she's doing, that she ain't even a real teacher. Mama says she doesn't care. She likes her. That Miss Saunders is the first teacher who ever called here to talk about what was going on with you. I like that. It shows she's concerned that this job ain't just about the money. I tell Mama that Miss Saunders don't need the money. She got plenty. Don't it make you wonder, Mama, why somebody with all that money and a good job would give it up to come to McClinton? Mama sits there for a while, thinking. I wouldn't think on it too much, Malika, she says. She's here, that's the important thing. No way is Mama gonna let me not work in that office. She even threatens me, saying if I try to get out of it, she will take away all my rights at home. So I figured, cool, I'll do it. And while I'm doing it, I will find out the real deal on Miss Saunders. Get all up in her business like she's up in mine. Payback, you know. So on the first day I work in the office, I ask Miss Carol, the secretary, about Miss Saunders. Miss Carol likes to gossip, so I figure she'll tell me something. But Miss Carol just stares up at me with her arms crossed.
You're here to work, right?
Right? I say, biting on the dry skin hanging from my lip.
Then do your work and stop minding grown folks' business.
Maxine, the other girl working in the office, is acting like she's filing papers. I know she's listening, though. I leave Miss Carol standing there with her arms folded, and I file my stuff like she says. Turns out, I don't need her to tell me about Miss Saunders. It don't take me long to start piecing stuff together from the other teachers. They complain about her every chance they get. If you ask me, that program doesn't work one bit, Mr. Mack, the science teacher, says. A school doesn't run like a corporation. Things don't happen at the snap of a finger or the drop of a pen. Change takes time. A bull in a china shop, that's what she is. Miss Benson, the librarian, says under her breath. She's not following the curriculum the way it's laid out. She's pushing the kids too hard, telling them to read 50 pages one night, 30 pages the next. I'm telling you, hiring her was a bad move. If those teachers knew I was working at the desk, they would be more careful. But they don't know I'm here. I've dropped some paper clips on the floor, and I'm crouching under a desk to pick them up slowly. It looks like nobody's around but Miss Carol, and she's in the back Xeroxing. Maxine is running errands. When I stand up, Mr. Matt gets all red-faced. He thinks I'm trying to beat a smart aleck. His lips curl up tight.
My mom, Malika, aren't you the lucky one? Here to work in the office, I see.
He says, stomping out the door right into Mr. Pajoli, who's heard everything he said.
Sometimes, Mr. Mac, you need new ideas to do things differently. Nothing wrong with a little change, is there?
He asks.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pajoli, but the way I see it, rewarding those who misbehave and refuse to play by the rules is wrong.
Dead wrong.
How will you reward the good ones? Put them on detention?
Mr. Mac asks.
They're all good ones, Mr. Mac. Some of them just need more support than others.
Mr. Mac makes a clicking noise with his tongue. He and Miss Benson walk down the hall together side by side. We all think those two got a thing going on, even though we never see them kiss or even hold hands. Mr. Pajoli tells me not to worry, that things will work out fine for me if I try hard enough. All the time he's talking, I'm trying to figure out how I can cut this gig loose. I mean, let's face it, I got better things to do with my time than work for free.